This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley May. A Colorado ski coach is accused of sexually assaulting a minor while at an event in New Mexico. The coach worked for Team Summit Colorado, which is certified with U.S. Ski and Snowboard. The coach was arrested by law enforcement in Taos County last month. Attorneys representing the victim worry other athletes could have been harmed. They're now asking the public to contact law enforcement with any information they may have. Health officials in Colorado say the state's rate of measles vaccination is below the threshold for herd immunity. That's where enough of the population is protected so that a disease dies out. State epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Hurley says the vaccination rate in Colorado is around 94%.
So that does mean that Colorado is potentially at risk for outbreaks. But honestly, what is most concerning are pockets of under-vaccination that we know exist across all of the state. In certain communities, schools, childcare facilities where vaccination rates might be well below 80%. And in those communities, that's really where the greatest risk for measles outbreaks exists.
The state's first known case of the measles this year was reported in Pueblo on Monday. Governor Jared Polis has signed a bill allowing universities to pay their athletes for the use of their name, likeness, or image. He says the move brings the state in line with a pending multi-billion dollar settlement agreement in a case that's gained national attention. But in his signing statement, the governor also expressed concerns about a lack of transparency the bill creates. As it stands, the public will never know how much athletes are making or whether they're being paid equitably. Clouds roll in tomorrow morning across the Front Range as the first of two predicted snow systems moves in from the south. This is CPR News and KRCC.